Christmas is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
Ooh, 细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你爱我们，我们也感谢你给我们这样祷告的权利。求主帮助每一位来到你面前的听众，使他们今天晚上同我们研究的时候，可以得到从天上来的希望。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Now we study lesson 95.
现在我们要研究第九十五课。
Lesson 95.
第九十五课。
The subject of lesson 95 is the breath of the soul.
第九十五课的题目是心灵的呼吸。
Prayer has been likened to breathing.
有人曾把祈祷比作呼吸。
It has been called the breath of the soul.
它也被称为心灵的呼吸。
This is a very apt comparison.
这是一个非常适当的比较。
What breathing is to the physical life, prayer should be to the spiritual life.
祈祷对于灵性的生命，应该像呼吸对于肉体的生命一样。
Firstly,
第一，
breath is life.
呼吸就是生命。
According to the second chapter of Genesis,
根据创世纪第二章，
when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life,
当上帝将生气吹在人的鼻孔里，
he became a living soul,
他就成了有灵的活人。
Before breath entered the body, there was no life.
在气息还没有进入身体之前，他是没有生命的。
The appearance of a man was there.
人的外形是有了。
All his members were formed.
他所有的肢体都已经成型了。
But he did not move.
但是他没有活动。
Then with the first breath,
在得到了第一口气息之后，
that lifeless man came to life.
那没有生命的人就有了生命。
With life,There was movement.
有了生命就有了动作。
Strength.
力量。
And activity.
和作为。
When a man accepts Christ,
一个人接受了基督的时候，
he becomes a newborn person.
他就成为一个新生的人。
This is a new life.
这是一种新的生活。
With this new life, there should come spiritual movement.
随着这种新的生活，也应该有属灵的行动。
Spiritual strength.
属灵的力量。
And spiritual growth.
和属灵的生长。
The secret of maintaining this progress is prayer.
维持这种进步的秘诀就是祷告。
It is prayer which keeps a man from backsliding in his Christian experience.
祈祷能够保持一个人，使他在基督徒的经历之中不至于退步。
It is no wonder Christ taught the people,
难怪基督教训人，
that they ought always to pray and not lose heart.
要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Luke 18:1, the RSV.
路加十八章第一节。
Secondly,
第二。
To stop breathing is death.
要是停止呼吸便会死亡。
In Psalm 146:4, it says,
在诗篇146篇第四节里头说,
that when a man's breath goeth forth,
说当人的气一断,
that in that very day his thoughts perish.
他所打算的当日就消灭了。
It is the same with the Christian.
基督徒也是一样。
Should the time come when he ceases to pray,
到了一个他停止祷告的时候,
he will die spiritually.
在他的灵性方面, 他就是死了。
If he continues to live a prayerless life,
若是他继续过一种没有祈祷的生活,
all thoughts of goodness will perish.
所有的良好的打算或是思想都消散了。
He will return to the world from whence he came.
他就会回到他所来的那个世界里头去。
Thirdly,
第三,
breathing must be constant and natural.
呼吸必须是经常不断、自然的。
A normal person breathes an average of 15 times a minute.
一个正常的人平均每分钟要呼吸15次。
This function continues without interruption for hours.
这种机能继续不断，时时。
And days and years.
年年。
Or the entire lifespan of a person.
是一个人有生之年是不会终止的。
The Bible admonishes us,
圣经劝告我们说,
pray at all times in the Spirit,
要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求,
with all prayer and supplication. Ephesians 6:18,
这是以弗所书第六章十八节,
pray without ceasing,
不住的祷告。
1 Thessalonians 5:17.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节。
The psalmist says,
诗人说,
every day will I bless thee.
我要天天称颂你。
And I will praise thy name forever and ever.
要永永远远赞美你的名。
Psalm 145:2.
诗篇145篇第二节。
To pray without ceasing,
不住的祷告。
Like breathing without ceasing,
正好像不住的呼吸,
does not mean that we must be on our knees 24 hours of the day.
这并不是说我们必须要一天24小时都跪着。
Of course, there is work to be done.
当然,我们有工作要做。
Breathing is an involuntary act.
呼吸是一种自然而然的动作。
It goes on,regardless of what we are doing.
不论我们做什么事都会继续呼吸。
Likewise, the attitude of prayer must continue in our experience throughout the day as we carry on our business.
同样在我们日常的经历之中要进行我们的事业祷告的态度也必须要继续不断。
This is in addition to our set times of intense prayer.
这是在我们固定的热切的祷告时间以外。
This means that we go forth to meet the challenges of each day with a prayer in our hearts.
这个意思也就是我们每天在我们的心里头要有一种祷告，然后再往前去应付每天所遭受的挑战。
It means that we commune with the Lord in our minds as we work.
这意思也就是当我们在工作的时候，我们在心里头应当与主交往。
It means that we are constantly aware of His presence.
它还有这样的意思，说我们要经常的有他灵格的这种警觉。
So we can consult with him whenever the need arises.
这样我们就可以在不论什么时候，凡是有需要发生的时候，就可以向他领教。
Prayer is not a requirement asked of Christians.
祈祷不是所求于基督徒的必要条件。
It is not an item on the daily program.
它不是一个日常程序中的一项。
To be ticked off along with other obligations.
要和其他的职务一起，要依次去做。
Yes, this expression ticked off is like we have a list of things to do, and when we have accomplished them, we just put a mark beside them and tick them off. Now, prayer isn't like that, just an item in the daily program which accomplish and then we forget about it. Prayer is our very life.
祈祷就是我们的生命。
Begin each day with prayer.
每天要以祈祷来开始。
End each day with prayer.
也要以祈祷作为那一天的结束。
But when you pray,
你们祷告的时候，
go into your room,
要进你们的内屋，
and shut the door,
关上门，
and pray to your Father who is in secret.
祷告你在暗中的父。
Matthew 6, 6.
马太六章六节。
Have set times for prayer, as did King David.
要像大卫王一样，要有规定的时间去祷告。
Evening and morning and at noon will I pray.
晚上、早晨、晌午，我要祈祷。
And cry aloud.
哀声悲叹。
And he shall hear my voice.
他也必听我的声音。
Psalm 55:17.
诗篇五十五篇第十七节。
The rest of the time, maintain a prayerful heart.
在其余的时间，也要保持一颗祷告的心。
In praying, we should not forget the following points.
在祷告的时候，我们不可以忘记下面的几件事情。
Number one,
第一，
address God.
向上帝祈求。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Matthew 6:9.
马太六章九节。
Number two.
第二。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名求。
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么。
That will I do.
我必成就。
John 14:13.
约翰十四章十三节。
Three.
第三。
Always say.Thy will be done.
他常说愿你的旨意成就。
Matthew 26:42.
马太二十六章第四十二节。
I have seen individuals who have tried to commit suicide by taking opium.
我曾经看见有的人想吞鸦片烟来自杀。
The first serious effect of the opium poisoning.Is to paralyze the breathing center of the brain.
鸦片烟的毒素，其中最先的危险作用就是麻痹头脑里头的呼吸中枢。
My wife has saved some of these victims by prolonged artificial respiration.
我的内人曾经借助一种比较长的人工呼吸，而救了这一类的患者。一些人
and administering stimulants
除了这长时间的人工呼吸之外还要给他一些个兴奋剂
Sin is poison is a poison to the soul
罪就是性灵方面的毒素
It affects spiritual breathing
它能影响灵性的呼吸
The person who wishes to sin does not want to pray.
一个想要犯罪的人，他是不喜欢祈祷的。
Such a person is on the verge of spiritual death.
这样的人，也就是在一种灵性死亡的边缘。
Are you spiritually dying for want of prayer?
你是不是因为缺少祈祷而致以灵性死亡呢？
I urge you to wake up and see your danger.
我劝你警觉。而且看清你的危险
No prayer, spiritual death
要是不祈祷灵性就会死亡
little prayer, little spiritual power.
少祈祷，属灵的力量也少。
Much prayer, the abundant and happy life.
要是多祈祷，就会有丰盛而且快乐的生活。
All right, let's go back to the beginning of lesson 95 and look at the vocabulary words.
我们再翻到第95课的开始的地方，然后看我们这一课的生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Members.
肢体。
Members. Two. Backsliding.
退步。
Backsliding. Three, function.
机能.
Function. Four, interruption.
打搅或是阻碍.
Interruption. Five, supplication.
祈求.
Supplication.Six, involuntary.
自然而然的。
This is the opposite of voluntary. Involuntary. Seven, intense.
热切的。
Intense. And eight,Challenges.
挑战。
Challenges. Nine. Requirement.
必要的条件。
Requirement. Ten. Opium.
鸦片。
Opium. Eleven.Prolonged.
延长的。
Prolonged. 12. Artificial.
人工的。
Artificial. 13. Respiration.
呼吸。
Respiration.14.Administering.
施用。
Administering. 15. Stimulants.
兴奋剂或者一种刺激的东西。
Stimulants. Now let us go back to the beginning and read this lesson over again in English.
我们现在回到这一课开始的地方，把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 95, The Breath of the Soul. Prayer has been likened to breathing. It has been called the breath of the soul. This is a very apt comparison. What breathing is to the physical life,Prayer should be to the spiritual life. Firstly, breath is life. According to the second chapter of Genesis, when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, he became a living soul. Before breath entered the body, there was no life.The appearance of a man was there. All his members were formed, but he did not move. Then, with the first breath, that lifeless man came to life. With life, there was movement, strength, and activity. When a man accepts Christ,He becomes a newborn person. This is a new life. With this new life, there should come spiritual movement, spiritual strength, and spiritual growth. The secret of maintaining this progress is prayer. It is prayer which keeps a man from backsliding in his Christian experience. It is no wonder Christ taught the people that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Luke 18:1, RSV. Secondly, to stop breathing is death. In Psalm 146:4 it says, that when a man's breath goeth forth, in that very day his thoughts perish. It is the same with the Christian. Should the time come when he ceases to pray, he will die spiritually. If he continues to live a prayerless life, all thoughts of goodness will perish. He will return to the world from whence he came. Thirdly, breathing must be constant and natural. A normal person breathes an average of 15 times a minute. This function continues without interruption for hours and days and years, or the entire lifespan of a person. The Bible admonishes us, pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Pray without ceasing. The psalmist says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. To pray without ceasing, like breathing without ceasing, does not mean that we must be on our knees 24 hours of the day. Of course, there is work to be done. Breathing is an involuntary act. It goes on regardless of what we are doing. Likewise, the attitude of prayer must continue in our experience throughout the day as we carry on our business. This is in addition to our set times of intense prayer. This means that we go forth to meet the challenges of each day with a prayer in our hearts. It means that we commune with the Lord in our minds as we work. It means that we are constantly aware of His presence so we can consult with Him whenever the need arises. Prayer is not a requirement asked of Christians. It is not an item on the daily program to be ticked off along with other obligations. Prayer is our very life. Begin each day with prayer. End each day with prayer. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Matthew 6:6. Have set times for prayer as did King David. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. The rest of the time, maintain a prayerful heart. In praying, we should not forget the following points. 1, address God, our Father who art in heaven. 2, pray in the name of Jesus, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Always say, 3, thy will be done. I have seen individuals who have tried to commit suicide by taking opium. The first serious effect of the opium poisoning is to paralyze the breathing center of the brain. My wife has saved some of these victims by prolonged artificial respiration and administering stimulants. Sin is a poison to the soul. It affects spiritual breathing. The person who wishes to sin does not want to pray. Such a person is on the verge of spiritual death. Are you spiritually dying for want of prayer? I urge you to wake up and see your danger. No prayer, spiritual death. Little prayer, little spiritual power. Much prayer, the abundant and happy life. Our time is up now, and we will say goodbye. May God bless you until the next broadcast.